Mira, me quiere, me besa, me morenita.
Right.
Ya me estoy muriendo.
What he said.
Thank you. You guys must be starving.
You guys are the best promotions department ever.
This food is excellent.
Hey, do you guys have a knife over there?
No, I was looking for one.
They're
too.
They're in here.
I got one. They did a good job.
Oh, man, beyond good job.
These guys are helping us out, man.
Yeah, this is like what we needed right now. Like, we were about to... Like, I don't know if we could have made it these last 2 hours.
We're going to finish up strong.
That's right. We got some nourishment here.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Thank you.
Come on, brother.
Brother?
All right.
Oh, okay.
He's got more lines for me.
Mmm. Pineapple in the pancake?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, no, you didn't.
P1 Waltham, Mass.
Waltham, Mass, baby. What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
I'm a new listener to the show, and I must say, I absolutely love it. I was catching it last night around 8. And I heard the Ashley segment, dude. I want to hear some more.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
The Ah Show.
I can't put that on again.
Show.
I can't put that on again because it was too good. And I don't want to lose my job.
Dude, seriously, I got so many people listening to your show now. Everyone's trying to turn up their radios at the same time, man. Turn that down.
That's awesome. Thank you, man.
That's cool.
Hey, no problem, dude. Maurice Cotter rules.
You got it.
Who?
P1 AJ from AJ's Playhouse. What's going on?
Nice.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening?
Man, I just wanted to say thank you. Yesterday was probably one of the hardest days of my life, and if it wasn't for your guys' 28-hour show, dude, you guys brought a smile to my face.
That's awesome,
man.
I just wanted to say thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Hey, Mikey, let's do some traffic, maybe?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I can do that.
Cool.
Hang on, let me hit this.
Rock 105.3 traffic, brought to you by Sleep Train Mattress Centers.
Well, the ride this morning is pretty tough in some spots here. This report's brought to you by Sleep Train Mattress Centers. You got northbound 125, an accident clearing near Spring Street. Westbound 8 is pretty backed up here from College now all the way into Texas Street. Then again from the 163 to the 5 freeway. Westbound 94, some leftover slowing from Euclid to the 805. Then a few more brake lights from the 15 into downtown. Got the usual stuff just kind of hanging on out of the South Bay on both the 5 and 805 northbound here out of Chula Vista. Staying slow up in the National City. 805 is backing up again at 94 connector. Looks good through North Park, but then another heavy ride out of Kearny Mesa with the 52. South 15, as always, man, just bumper to bumper from the 78 to Via Rancho Parkway. And the coastal ride, southbound 5, still finding some brake lights from Poinsettia Lane all the way down to the racetrack in Del Mar. I'm Rick Lawrence on San Diego's Rock Station, Rock 105.3.
All right.
Yeah, Rick!
That's right.
Rick rocked that.
Oh, best traffic ever.
You said it.
Rick rocked it.
Yeah, come on.
P1 Raider J, you wanted to talk about what?
What? A lot.
You want to talk about what?
Lost.
Okay.
Oh.
You guys excited about the two new episodes coming up? The one about Shannon? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're excited.
No, it's about Shannon. It's a rumor.
It's about Shannon.
No, I emailed some pics to you guys. And then the one after this is about the 48 days of the tail section people. So the one after the Shannon show.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, Jay, I try to tell Sky. She won't believe it.
I won't believe it till I see it, that it's Shannon that goes.
Dude, remember when I emailed you the pics of the girl with the teddy bear?
Well, you can show her.
Yeah.
Living proof, and she will still stand by
her.
But
what did that have to do with Shannon?
Well, the show right before this is the Shannon show. I can email you pics of that, too, if you'd like.
I need pictures proving to me that Shannon's the one that's getting killed off the show next week.
Well, I don't know that she's getting killed.
Well, that's what I'm saying,
but
sir.
But I'm saying the episode is about Shannon.
Sorry. I get very passionate about Lost.
Thank you, Raider J.
We love you.
What do I do for an hour and 50 more minutes?
Well.
Eat ham.
If I may.
You may.
We'll have a caller calling in.
I'm so spent. I'm telling you, I am spent.
I haven't seen you this spent ever before. Like,
I'm
this
spent.
Is the, like, you know, lowest I've
what
seen
What do you
now.
Want me to do, man? I'll help you. I'm good.
Look at Eddie. Step it up, dude.
I'll put you on my back. I'll carry you the rest of the way, bro. This is like Vietnam.
Wait
seriously,
a second.
I will hoist you on my shoulders and we'll... I'll get your ass out of here.
Leave no man behind.
No one.
This is not
except
like
except Austin Rob.
Uh-huh. Mom in any sort of way.
But other than B Rob, don't leave anybody behind.
Yeah, because he's like gross and dirty. I'm not carrying that guy.
True.
But you, dude, come on. What you want?
I'm good. What are we going to do?
Hit some phones, dude. I'll take some phone calls.
Hello, Mikey Show.
Hey, I've got a game show idea.
Go ahead.
I hate it already.
Shut up.
Okay, you shut up.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
The Nominate a Beating Show.
Thank you.
All right, how's it work?
You call up and you nominate a beating, and then you guys call the beating and tell them they've won the lucky prize.
Yeah. I don't want to attack people that I don't know if they're beating.
Well, isn't that kind of what Gay Chase's idea was yesterday?
Kind of.
That we did?
I didn't
like
it.
Yeah, but it's better because I'm smarter.
I didn't like it.
Oh, well, look at you.
Okay.
Look at you.
I didn't like it then, and I don't know that I like it now because I don't want to beat up people for no reason. Then I'm a beating.
Mm. But see, if somebody wanted to nominate a beating, they'd have to call in and give you a daggum good reason why they're a beating.
They could be lying and just doing it because they don't like the person.
True.
No.
And then I'm a beating for beating up on somebody that doesn't deserve to be beat up on.
True.
Yeah, because they could have no legs or something.
Yeah.
What?
Maybe. You never know.
Who is this lady?
Turns out I was right.
I'm just about as tired as you guys are.
P1 super secret.
Oh. Yeah. I wanted to nominate my boyfriend's ex-wife.
Why?
Oh, because she's special. She's a special lady.
And what has she done?
Oh, she just drags us into court every other day for looking
for
at her crooked. And she's just a cute lady. She curses at her kids all the time, and she's lovely. She's a beast.
Thanks for the details.
No problem. Hey, Sean, I've got one more thing for Sean, though, if you don't mind.
Listening to you.
Come on, Sean.
Does he drink milk?
Sean, do you drink milk?
No. I used to, but I don't anymore.
Why?
Because, I believe it's just like cow's blood. It has the same sort of vitamins, and it's like blood.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, super secret?
Well, I just wanted to know that, you know, as freaky as he was about the dishes at your house, because of course I was listening yesterday, too.
Right.
As freaky as he was about the dishes at your house, every container that he drinks something out of, people touched it way beforehand, and they sure didn't clean it before they put like the drink in it, the Coke in it, the whatever.
Oh, you're an evil woman.
I love you.
All right, thank you, super secret.
Okay.
Thanks.
Old.
Just like to reiterate that I won the Mikey Show Idol last night. Hasn't been said since it happened, and
well, that's not really necessary.
Well, if anybody missed it,
the title was stolen from me, obviously.
Whoa.
And
I won it fair and square.
Square?
Square.
Square.
Wow. Scared.
Don't go into that yet. I got somebody calling in like 2 minutes.
Don't go into that. Oh, I'm not going to play anything. I was just saying.
I thought you were going to play.
He's just bragging, Eddie, basically.
I didn't know what to talk about.
That's cool, man.
He's just rubbing it in my face, Eddie, is what's happening right now.
You have bragging rights, dude.
Yeah.
Talk it up, man.
Eddie says it's all right.
That's dumb.
I won. And
I was robbed. It's obvious.
That's cool, man. I won the dance-off.
That's right.
Again, robbed.
Very true.
Mikey Show.
Lame.
Hey, Rob.
No, this is Mikey.
Oh, hey, Mikey. It's Laura from Texas.
Laura from The Apprentice?
Oh.
Well, The Apprentice, too.
What's going on, Laura?
I just wanted to say hi to you guys, and I've been listening religiously. You guys are awesome.
You're a sweet girl, Laura.
And I miss you guys so much.
That's very sweet. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening, and
what
thank you for supporting.
What does she think of our pick?
Yeah, what do you think of us picking John?
Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think he did awesome.
He's pretty good.
I was so nervous for him.
Yep. All right, well, listen, Laura, we're glad you called in.
All right, love you guys.
Love you.
All right,
bye.
What are
you wearing?
Sean.
Man, am I tired.
Come on, Mike.
I know it. I know
doing
it,
good,
man.
Good, dude.
Mikey Show.
We're almost there.
Mikey Show, hello. Hello. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
This is P1 Brian. That test you guys did with Ashley yesterday and Nolan.
Uh-huh.
Man, that was the funniest thing. Is there any way you guys should get that back on the air?
Yeah, we should. We'll get it on at some point. We're waiting for somebody to call in, but I'll find it and play it, okay?
Right on. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Nolan was so cool, dude. Missy's little boy.
We had Missy's son in here. And he went up against Ashley. And it was pretty awesome. Mm. They did a little trivia against each other. Ashley.
Yo.
Has that been saved yet?
Yep. Yep.
Is that right?
Yes, it has.
What's it called?
It's called the Ashley versus Nolan.
That's not up here then?
Trivia.
It's not up here?
I'm checking right now because I'm not sure. I don't remember if I threw it up there or not.
Oh, God.
No.
I'm just so full
I'm
right
grubbing,
now.
Rubbing, yo.
Yeah, I just like, I can't, never mind.
All right, let's give you 20 seconds of this.
We at war.
We at war with terrorism. Racism. But most of all,
ism.
We at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
The person I was waiting is going to call in about an hour now, so you can go ahead and play that Ashley Nolan thing.
Ashley, do you have it?
Yeah, I'm getting it right now.
Ashley's getting it right now. God darn, when we end today, we are going to have so many people that we have to thank.
Oh,
the list is long.
The list is life.
Sky, will you put that together?
Sky,
can you help me?
It's in like bright purple in the top right.
Let's do it together, Sky.
Together? I know what that means. That means me do it and you sit there and pretend like you're paying attention.
Will you do that, Sky?
Oh, dumb.
Where is it, Ashley?
It's in the top right in like a bright bluish purple.
I'll do it.
Bright bluish purple. There it is. All right, this was pretty funny. Ashley, we surprised her. We had Missy, our midday DJ. We had Missy bring her son Nolan in, and we wanted to see who was going to score higher in an IQ test. Check it out. Ashley, you don't know what's about to happen, but I would like to give you a little surprise.
What?
Let's go ahead and bring our special guest into the main FM Air studio.
This is awesome.
Eminem?
No, it is not Eminem.
Shoot.
Close. Ladies and gentlemen, you will recognize this lovely face as the face of our midday disc jockey, Missy, and...
Hi, everybody.
The lovely face with her is her young son, Nolan. Nolan, have a seat. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Good to see you, man. How old are you?
11.
11 years old.
Hi, Noli Poli.
Okay.
All right, now...
Like that. Noli.
Nolan,
stop it.
It's my boy.
Now, Nolan, let me ask you, do you know Ashley?
Yes.
Yeah, you do? Okay.
Where we now, go way back.
Now... Nolan, 11 years old, what grade is that?
Sixth
grade. All right, I'm going to write some facts down about Nolan. You got a very pretty mom. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Yeah, him and Ashley were in third grade together.
No, we were not. No, we were not.
It was her 17th attempt.
No.
So Nolan is 11 years old. Mm-hmm. And give me the grade again.
Sixth
grade. Important for folks listening at home to note that. What we thought we would do, Ashley.
What?
Is we would have a little, like a little contest. And the contest will be Ashley versus Nolan in an IQ test.
Oh. What? Well, why would you do a thing like that?
Yeah.
Well, the reason is because... we know that you sometimes brag about how you are on the dean's list at San Diego State.
I don't brag. I just state the facts.
You just state the facts.
Correct.
And I thought to myself, I would bet that the average 11-year-old, comprehension-wise, I'm not going to say smarter. I mean, that's just stupid. But I would say comprehension-wise, the average...
Okay, already.
Meaning the amount of information that they can store in their brains...
Okay.
...is about on par with Ashley, okay? And as a matter of fact, I said, in fact, I would bet that the average 11-year-old probably knows more than Ashley and could probably comprehend more than Ashley.
No question.
How dare you?
No question.
He's half my age, Papa.
I understand that. However, I believe he's a smart kid. Now, Sky?
Okay, so let me explain to you real quick, Mikey, the trivia sheet. So what you're going to want to do is they have similar questions. Like the first question is state trivia. So Ashley will have a question and then Nolan will have a question, so forth and so on through number four. And then there's two math questions at the end and they both get the same math answer. And then we'll have to like write it down and show it to us. Does that make sense, Mikey?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So in other words, Sky, just to review, I'm going to ask Ashley her question number one. Then I'm going to ask Nolan his question number one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Brain turn on. Ready? Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Are we ready? Question number one, Ashley.
Okay.
Name three California hockey teams.
The Sharks?
That is one.
Whoa. The Hawks?
That is incorrect.
What? The Eagles?
Okay.
All right. Thank
no,
you.
You're just
thank you. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, Birds.
Can I answer that?
Sure, Nolan. You want to? Yeah, go ahead.
Stop hogging my thunder, Nolan.
Yeah, go ahead, Nolan.
Yeah, stop hogging her thunder.
Yeah, don't hog her thunder.
Now, understand, if you get this wrong, it's fine. I mean, it's extra credit for you.
The Ducks? The Kings and the Sharks.
That is
good
correct.
Good boy.
You got all of them.
Man after my own heart.
Well, he's a boy. He knows the sport.
He got all of them.
Because he knows sport.
He's all right.
That's right. Nolan, are you ready?
Yeah.
Your next question is, name three California football teams.
I'll put them in alphabetical order.
No!
Oh. Oh. Stop being a show-off, Nolan.
Ahead. Go ahead.
The 49ers,
yes.
The Chargers, and the Raiders.
That is correct.
This kid is awesome.
That's awesome.
In your face,
that's
girl.
That's awesome. Look at Ashley, so
she's
irritated.
So
she's so irritated.
I don't like this.
She's so irritated. Ashley, your next question is, define the word idol. Define the word idol. Let me spell it for you.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
I-D-L-E. Oh, look at her brain. Uh-oh, it's squeaking
wow.
out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, something got
this brain. I mean, it was like,
seriously.
Gong, bong, wee.
I-D-L-E.
Oh, my God.
Ashley, define the word idol. I-D-L-E.
Okay, I think it out loud. It's not a ladle, and it's not someone you look up to. And it's not, like, the end of the word.
This is what's happening in her head.
All right, distracting me. Will you please? I can't focus. Okay, I'm gonna... Crap.
You know, there has to be a time... There has
Please.
To be a time limit on this.
Choo-choo! Aboard! We're going to Susan Town!
You son of a bitch! You are not allowed to talk right now! You pipe down! Okay!
Brilliant, brilliant.
Can you just say the question one more time? Because now I forgot. Like...
I mean, are you kidding me?
No, seriously.
Oh, come on. Ashley, define the word... And sometime before the 28-hour show ends.
Yeah.
Idol.
I-D-L-E.
It's a way of accentuating words.
That is incorrect.
They put it at the end of words.
I know that one.
Go ahead, Nolan.
Lazy or not active.
That is correct.
Wow. What are you talking about?
That is correct. It's the truth.
Like idling.
An idol is, like somebody, like, okay, here's the idols. The best idol of all was Kelly Clarkson.
Right, the show Ryan Seacrest hosts.
Yeah,
right?
But after her, Justin Guarini,
And last year, the black girl that won, she was good.
Yes, Flaptasia.
I don't think this is fair.
Ashley out.
No, Ashley in.
Nolan?
Yeah.
Define the following word. And again, I'll listen, the same thing for Ashley as it is for you. You're in the general area. You are correct. Define the following word. And I'll spell it for you. Brief. B-R-I-E-F. Brief.
Oh. Hmm. I'm going to say short.
That is correct.
Wow.
That was an easy one.
I am going to give you both a math question. You may write it down and work it out, and then I need you to hand me your pieces of paper so I can see your answers.
Awesome.
Are you ready, Nolan?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Ashley?
Totally.
Here you go. What is 4.35 times 76.2?
Oh, crap.
One more time. What is 4.35 times 76.2?
That's on fifth grade?
That's fifth grade.
Kinda hard. I'm just kinda learning hard. This stuff.
Yeah, he's just learning it, but he's working it out. You see him with his pen?
Okay, this is going to take me a second.
All right.
A second?
Yeah, Ashley, no abacus, okay?
What does fresh fish have to do with this?
That's
distracting me.
Never mind. I don't understand the question. Can you rephrase it or spell it?
Shut up, Papa! I'm focusing!
Can you spell 4.35? What language is 76.2? Nolan's working. Ashley is working. They both got their pens in their hand.
There's smoke coming out of her studio.
I know. Something burning in there?
I have the answer. What is algebra?
Shut up, Uncle Nana. I have my answer. Ding, ding. Do I win because I got them in first?
No.
Ding,
it
ding,
doesn't
ding.
Matter that you got it first. We got to see who's right. Pass that to somebody who can bring it in to me, Ashley.
Okay.
Give it to Bobby Kernels.
Let me
and Nolan, take your time. Take your time, Nolan. You know, it's not a question of, like, doing it fast. That's not it.
Yeah.
It's just who gets it correct.
Not everybody's quite the mathematician I am. It's okay, Noli.
I see.
Repeat.
Yeah, you want me to repeat the question? Yes. Yeah. What is 4.35 times 76.2?
Damn.
I would not know how to even begin to figure that out.
Bam, bam, bam. Boom, boom, boom.
I know. I'm not good at math. And by the way, this is a fifth grade trivia question.
That's right. I'm all over that one.
And you feel you have the correct answer.
Bam, bam, bam. I'm all in on that one.
All right.
Well, we'll find out.
Bring it over to me, Bobby Kernels.
Nolan has the answer.
Nolan, take your time, buddy. This is not a speed
Hurry up,
question.
Nolan. You better hurry up because you better hurry.
Hey, come on. Let him work.
Hurry up. You better hurry up, Nolan.
Let him work.
He's working.
No pressure.
Stop it. He's 11 years old.
He's an 11-year-old boy, for crying out loud.
Jesus.
Cut her off.
No kidding, huh? Nolan's working it out.
I'm starting to get confused.
Oh. You want me to give it to you again, Nolan?
Okay, I'm just going to have to guess on this.
Okay, write down an answer.
He's so cute, though.
No
look how
what
cute
you write,
he is.
You're gonna win.
This is pretty true.
Right, let me see.
You must show your work.
Oh my God. Okay. Ashley answered 467.0. Nolan answered 331.470. The correct answer is 331.470.
Oh, are you kidding me? That is not possible.
Come on.
I want to see his work.
Are you kidding?
You can come look at it. You can come look at it. It's all scratched out of your paper.
Really coming.
Yeah, she's really coming in here.
She's
really coming in.
Get out of here.
This is great. Look at this, Ashley.
Wow.
Ashley, look. That's his. That's his answer. 331.470. That's yours. I swear I didn't do any shenanigans.
That's not right.
Yeah, I swear. Look at the answer. Oh, by the way, yeah, you can't see the other answer.
Yeah, I was looking at the other one.
All right, you see that, though? Look, I got my hands. You see that?
That's wrong. You better get a mathematician to double-check that. What?
Yeah, we'll get a mathematician.
Yeah, it won't be you. All right.
She is pissed.
Oh, I know she's pissed.
She's an idiot, Sean.
All right, one more question. It's a math question. You guys ready? Are you guys ready?
No, I'm pissed.
All right, here we go. Last question. You could redeem yourself. Let me just hang on a second. Let me just write Nolan's name next to the correct answer.
Okay, we get it. That's great. Real nice.
Good thing we're asking her to spell Nolan.
All right, it's real swell.
Okay, your next question is, the school store sells paper with or without binder holes. It is available in white or in yellow. The paper comes in three sizes. How many choices of paper do students have when buying paper at the school store? One more time, Nolan. I'm going to read this to both of you. Ashley, Nolan, I'm going to read it again.
Whoa. I'm lost.
Whoa, yeah.
The school store sells paper with or without binder holes. It is available in white or in yellow. The paper comes in three sizes. How many choices of paper do students have when buying paper at the school store? When you have your answer, write it down for me. Nolan's turning his in already.
I was trying to work that out.
I gotta make one of those square things.
He did it twice, just to make sure he was right.
Yeah.
He did it twice to figure it out.
Well, if happening inside my brain right now. I could just get this music to stop running through my head. But I love it so much. La 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 la. Oh, what are we doing again? You carry the seven. And carry the seven. And carry the seven minus two equals, I don't know. Come on,
Ashley.
Do you
have an answer?
Okay.
Write it down. Write it down. Bobby Kernels, go get it.
Uh-oh.
Here it comes. By the way, Nolan turned his in 2 minutes ago.
Will you please with that?
Yeah, when you were the first one, you...
Yeah, exactly.
We're all over it.
Okay, Bobby Kernels, hand in her work. Ashley came up with 12, and Nolan came up with 12.
Really?
The correct answer is 12.
That's what I'm talking about!
Nice work.
Yes! All right,
so let me do my magical math now. It seems here that Nolan got 4 out of 6 questions correct, and Ashley got 2 out of those questions correct. Nolan, you are officially smarter than
yes.
Ashley. Thank you very much.
What the heck is that? You know I've been on the air for 11 hours. My brain's a little mushy.
Yes.
Why are you going to spring that up on me?
Yes.
Nolan, you pipe down.
Yeah,
you're
that's
my
right.
friend.
Thank you. That was a great moment right there. That was a great, great moment.
Man.
Of, you know, Nolan, Missy's son, actually doing better than Ashley in the IQ
rather
test.
Rather easily.
Rather easily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How old is Nolan?
11.
16.
No.
That would make it better.
Yeah, that's making it better?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
She's the best. And just so everybody knows, we're off tomorrow. So you're going to hear a lot of that kind of stuff in Best Of, hosted by Missy. And then Saturday, Best Of the 28-Hour Show, hosted by Clint.
Cool. Do I sound hot? Do I sound hot?
Sound hot?
It's time for the hottest sounding game in San Diego. Do you sound hot? Or the Mikey Show?
Let me tell you why it's cool that we're playing this today. We don't ever play it on Thursday. We play Do You Sound Hot on Mondays, but we're playing today Because it is the Mikey Show Do You Sound Hot Tournament of Champions.
Oh, yeah.
My.
This is the first time ever, ever, that we are taking four former winners of Do You Sound Hot. Now, it is not easy to win Do You Sound Hot. The women that win Do You Sound Hot sound hot. There's no doubt about it. And so to have a tournament of champions where you have four of them competing against each other, four former winners, pretty amazing thing. On the phone with us today, we have Lisa, Shannon, Ashley, and Carol. The Mikey Show Do You Sound Hot Tournament of Champions.
This is awesome.
Pretty amazing. Okay, let's start off with line one. This is P1 Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
It's really kind of terrible that I get you on the phone here and realize I got a tinkle. But you know what?
Tinkle?
That's just something I got to live with, you know? Something I got to live with. Lisa, what have you been up to? And, well, really the question that I wanted to ask you is, how has your life changed since you won Do You Sound Hot? Have you gotten a lot of offers from magazines and phone
voice work,
voiceovers, yeah. That stuff?
You know, unfortunately, I haven't.
How about fan mail?
No, unfortunately, no.
What the hell? Do you get recognized a lot in public?
Yeah, you know, at the
bank. Drive-through?
No.
What? What?
You're not using it, girl.
Yeah, do people ever call you, get the wrong number, and they go, oh, hey, aren't you Lisa from Do You Sound Hot?
No, I mean, I had a few coworkers call in, and they're like, hey, we heard you on the radio.
Oh,
but,
wow, great.
Yeah, that was about it.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Is it? Wake up, dude.
Oh, sorry, man.
Oh, what happened?
Mikey dozed off.
All right, Lisa. Well, my full butt was just exposed. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I apologize.
Apology not accepted.
Okay. Lisa, I got a good sound of your voice. I have a good feeling for your voice. I think I'm ready to evaluate.
Okay.
I could see why you were a former winner. You do sound hot. You weren't very talkative today, but that could just be today. Hey, look, I'm not very talkative today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been up for 26 and a half hours.
Mm, I understand.
I've actually been up for longer than that. I've just been on the radio for 26 and a half hours.
Yes.
Okay. So,
you're anyway, alone, man.
Anyway, anyway, Lisa, I love the sound of your voice. Is it the hottest one we've ever had? No, you're a six.
Oh, my.
Eddie.
I first of all, don't remember Lisa, which is a bad sign, and I can see why. Kind of a forgettable voice. I'm surprised she won, because she didn't do anything for me. I don't know.
Frankly,
if
I am too.
But you said in your first sentence.
What did I say?
You said.
What did I say? I don't remember.
I can see why you won.
Sean is completely asleep. He was listen, Sean. Yeah, I'm going to show you, just so you know what we are looking at. Because I know you think that we're crazy. I know you think we're crazy.
I don't think you're crazy.
Okay, I want you to see what we're. I want you to see what we're looking at, Sean. When we look at you, this is what you're doing.
Oh no!
Hang on. I got to get a straight face. Hang on. Okay, here's what you're doing. Hang on.
Here we go.
Eddie, you do it.
Okay.
Eddie, you do what Sean's been doing for the last 26 and a half hours.
And there's different variations too. There's the one. There's the one that I recently enjoyed where he was doing the sleeping thing, but grabbing his lip, it kind of went like this.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Dang it, that hurt.
Awesome.
All right.
That is
okay.
So awesome.
Right.
Gosh darn it, those were perfect imitations. Eddie, did you give Lisa a score?
What are we doing?
Ultrasound hot.
Yeah, four.
Okay, Sky.
No. Why
am I that funny? I have confidence in sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
I have confidence in rain.
I knew it was coming.
I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me.
Great.
Didn't
need to say anything. I think she has a nice voice, but I was kind of let down a little bit for the, first person to be in the all-star rounds of Do You Sound Hot?
Called the Tournament of Champions.
Whatever.
It's the all-star round.
Yeah.
You loser.
Hot You Sound All-Stars?
What? Why can't it be all-stars?
Yeah. Do You Sound
it's
Pretty?
Same thing.
Do You Sound Pretty, the good ones?
What's the difference between?
All-star doesn't mean you're a champion. I win.
Is that so?
No.
Well, whatever. She's an all-star in my book. I'm going to give her a 7.
And Sean.
I was asleep the whole time, so I really have no idea what you sounded like. From what I heard, you were boring. I give you a 3.
Holy cow.
Sweet. Holy cow. I apologize. What Lisa, happened? Hang on the line, Lisa.
All right.
Hang on.
Holy cow.
Did
she have fun?
Not nice.
She is not a happy person.
Former winner?
All-star?
No.
Uh-oh.
She really wants to say that.
It sounds cooler.
Hang on. I got to do this to wake me up. Hang on a minute.